One of the greatest gifts that I can give you is to show you the most spectacular and amazing region of purgatory, the final stage of purification, the antechamber of heaven, the summit of purgatory. And this is amazing for several reasons. Number one, because the souls that are there are the easiest to deliver. They are in their final stages of purification, and we can come in at the very end and easily gain for ourselves intercessors for the rest of eternity. The second reason is because many apparitions of the souls in purgatory come from this region. Since they are more fully purified, they are ready to come and warn us and give us glimpses into purgatory and encourage us to change and to convert. Lastly, because logically, it's the region that's the closest to heaven, and nearly all of us will have to go through it. The following spectacular description from the book Visions of Purgatory gives us a glimpse into this region and helps us to understand much of its beauty as well as some of its pain. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Next, the angel showed me the antechamber of heaven, which could be described as the summit of purgatory. It is a world of searing light and peace. It appeared to be an extension of a very pale fire with an enormous intensity and profundity. It was immersed in the light that shines forth from heaven. There I saw thousands and thousands of souls in prayer and peace, submerged in an unheard of fire of love and suffering. My soul became submerged in this fire that seemed to pass through my veins like great burning waves. My whole body was burning, but a sweet calmness at the same time invaded my soul, and I prayed in silence. One cannot really explain what the antechamber of heaven is like. It is a suffering of love carried to its paradoxical maximum. A pure suffering of love and the greatest happiness, the most gentle, united to the most terrible suffering. But I cannot say any more than this. The souls in the antechamber of heaven are attracted with an ineffable encouragement by love that saturates them and communicates itself to them with super abundance. They respond with ardor, surrendering themselves totally to this desire for divine love that makes them happy and captivates them even though they cannot yet attain it. It is a summit of love. They experience a pure suffering of love. In the antechamber of heaven, there is no pain other than this, but what intensity! The souls in the antechamber have great and constant consolations, which are also a veritable torture of love. Love gives itself, and they want nothing more than to respond to it, but they are still not able to do this fully. Love gives everything. They receive everything, but they cannot attain it. How can this be explained? These blessed souls are in constant jubilation. They are happy. They glorify God and surrender themselves to His loving attraction. And they are in something like an agony of love because they cannot glorify Him as they should, since they can only do this in heaven and cannot unite themselves to Him who calls, attracts, and awaits them in a yearning of extraordinary love. There is nothing more in the antechamber. There is no other punishment. All the suffering has passed, if one can express it this way. In love, the soul becomes unified. Suffering and love are united in a complete simplification when the last atom of suffering, yearning, and desire has been consumed by love and absorbed by it, and the door to heaven opens. But these blessed souls do not know when that will happen. They have no perception and cannot evaluate the intensity of what they are enduring. They experience both pain and love in their suffering. I don't know how to adequately explain it. They surrender to the flame of love that burns them, illuminates them, and makes them agonize out of desire for love. They perceive the love of God and receive love's gifts, caresses, and manifestations, but they do not have any other desire than to reach their common end, attain it, and then never abandon it. The antechamber is a foretaste of heaven, and therefore it is given this name. But there is in this foretaste as much suffering as love, and what suffering! In heaven there is no longer any suffering nor shadow of pain. But here it seems that all the suffering, all the punishment has been concentrated and united into a soul service of love. I would like to find fitting words to express this, but my vocabulary is insufficient to translate what I do not know. Even in the most sublime ecstasies and raptures, it could not be known other than in an approximate and temporary way. In the antechamber, the souls enjoy great consolations that stimulate their desire for love. They contemplate their guardian angels, who are continuously at their side, inciting them to an incessant joy and thanksgiving. They are favored by visits of the saints, especially their holy patrons and Saint Joseph, the Archangel Saint Michael, who is the great angel of purgatory, and above all the Virgin Mary, who very frequently, especially on the days of her liturgical feasts and every Saturday, consoles these blessed souls, bringing them the happiness of heaven, hope, and waves of divine love. These souls marvel and are filled with gratitude, love, and yearning. They are so close to participating in the heavenly liturgies, harmonies, and splendors that they perceive at every moment, which enlivens even more their sorrow of love and their desire for God. It seems to me that they have all there is in heaven except the vision and possession of God, and this absence is what causes them such terrible suffering. For only the vision and possession of the supreme good can calm their souls. Although they receive the most sublime gifts, they continue to yearn for love, because they do not yet have infinite love. The souls in the antechamber of heaven are very enlightened about the needs of the church militant, and they pray to God for our intentions. We frequently forget that the souls in purgatory pray for us and think of us much more than we think of them. They ask the greatest good for us, that is the greater glory of God, and they have a great solicitude for us. They also receive at times, according to the needs of the church or of a particular soul, the very special mission of showing themselves to us, to warn us, exhort us, or simply to draw our attention to the mystery of purgatory and ask for our prayers and good works. I have said everything I can say about this, although what I was able to see is infinitely clearer and superior to what I am capable of expressing. My soul was immersed in this gentle and painful contemplation. Then the angel told me, "You have contemplated the antechamber of heaven. It is a kingdom of pure love and pure suffering. The souls advance towards the heavenly Jerusalem. They arrive before their king. They there remain for a greater or lesser time, but never as long as in the great purgatory or middle purgatory. For the intensity of their yearning for love in the antechamber of heaven constitutes a rapid and final purification. You have to pray much for these blessed souls. Above all, offer your communions for them. This powerfully helps bring about their liberation." The antechamber was erased from my interior vision. While I remained in an act of thanksgiving, I saw the soul singing in a gentle way. "For thou hast delivered my soul from death, yea, my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of life."